Preface. Have you ever imagined stepping through some mysterious portal and suddenly finding yourself in another world, another dimension? Journey to Trykon is an account of what actually happened to me. I was spending a lazy day reading and recovering from a cold, musing over a letter I had just received from a dear friend. My friend had presented me with an interesting challenge. Since we humans are essentially spiritual beings dwelling in physical bodies, why is it that we're not more aware of, or able to more directly communicate with, those in that vast realm of the spirit, where our own spirits have their origin, and to which we will one day return? What amazing truths would we discover if we could communicate with someone good and godly from that mysterious spiritual realm now hidden from us? What if the barrier to that world is of our own making, caused by our own lack of faith, or being too entangled with the affairs of this life and this world to simply reach out and believe and receive unlimited help from beyond? What if it is actually not as hard or as uncommon as we think to draw aside the curtain that divides us from God's world of angels and the world of spirits that have gone on from here? What if we, by believing, could cross over the threshold dividing time from eternity? As I lay there praying and thinking about the vast possibilities and the wonders one might discover once through that door and wanting it to be possible, I began to feel a strange vertigo-like sense of excitement and a rushing sensation within. Something strange and wonderful was happening to me. I felt the urge to pick up my small tape recorder, which was nearby, and turn it on. Then as I closed my eyes, the most amazing visions began to appear. They were more than just pictures in my head, for it was as though I was actually traveling, or at least some aspect of me was, and I was being transported unimaginable distances, not just to observe, but to actually participate and record my experiences. While I was struggling to describe the things I was seeing and experiencing, I also had to wrestle with my own dismay and complete disorientation at so suddenly being plunged into a totally alien world. I was not afraid or apprehensive, for the place, although strangely rugged, was very appealing. Also, I had an exciting feeling that what I was seeing actually existed. I believe the people I met also exist, though I wonder if perhaps they took on forms and appearances that I would feel more at home or comfortable with. I say this because I myself was quite different, although still me. I was somehow changed or modified to where I was a young person going by the name of Travis. My first journey continued for about 2 hours, and I recorded all that I saw and all that happened to me. Over the next few months, in quiet moments, I had more visions, each of which began again at the place and the event where I had left off previously. I have no explanation for this, or how I could possibly be two people in two entirely different places at the same time, or any of the other equally unusual occurrences and encounters I have recorded here. I believe there is much more to this life and our life to come in heaven than we realize or imagine. I also believe